digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
Any problems getting the canisters out?
No. They were hidden exactly where you said they'd be. Russians will finally understand the consequences of occupying our homeland when we turn Moscow into a graveyard.
Erwick has just cleared airport security.
And the authorities don't know anything's been stolen.
Not yet.
The only thing we have left to take care of is power.
You paged me.
I need you to do something.
We have our hands full searching for the nerve gas.
Power is a priority.
I just signed a treaty. Now all of a sudden I find out that the terrorists are still out there. With nerve gas.
You people have to listen to me. I had a document. It was hidden in my blouse. It's gone. Someone stole it from me.
This is what she was like before you sent her to Vermont.
You're suggesting that I readmit her?
For her sake, if nothing else.
Aaron, my wife is gone.
We have a priority alert.
You've been burrowing into classified CTU protocols without authorization.
What you talking about?
Stop. I know you logged onto the security subsystem where you had no right to be.
Someone knew that Jack was alive. It's critical to our investigation that we find out who that was.
Did you let that man into CTU? This man is a professional assassin. He just killed Dr. Paulson. He tried to kill me. Who told you to let that man into CTU?
The White House. Mr. Cummings.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 1 p.m.
I don't understand the problem. David Palmer was murdered because he was about to expose Walt Cummings' connection to the terrorists. When Cummings failed to frame me for Palmer's murder, he tried to kill me.
All that may be true, Jack, but we don't have proof.
We can prove that Cummings used Spencer to get Jack's assassin into CTU.
All we have is Spencer's word. That's not enough to build a case.
You don't have time to build a case. You want the nerve gas. Cummings is your connection.
Cummings is the president's chief advisor. How exactly do you suggest we get to him?
I could secretly meet with Mike Novick, enlist his help.
How do we know Novick's not in this with Cummings?
Because I know him. He'll listen to me. And the president will listen to him. With Novick's help, we can isolate Cummings.
Jack, as much as I appreciate you wanting to be involved, you don't work here anymore.
That's exactly the reason why I should do this. If it backfires, there'll be no fallout on you.
I think it's worth a try.
I agree.
It's your call.
Lynn McGill agonizes under the expectant gaze of Audrey, Bill Buchanan, and Jack Bauer.
All right, Jack. But just so we're clear, this is about finding the nerve gas, not getting revenge for David Palmer.
Understood.
Work out your protocols with Ms. Raines. We'll keep looking through Cummings' backgrounds for anything that supports our case.
We're going to need to set up a secure channel for you to contact us on.
Okay. Can you bring up a satellite photo of the compound?
Jack leans over Audrey as she works at her screen.
Jack, I'm sorry if I'm being a little distant. It's taking me a little while to get used to you being alive.
Jack backs off.
I understand. I'll call Novick.
Right. Jack. When Cummings finds out that you're still alive, he's going to come after you again.
Jack walks away, cautiously resigned. Audrey gazes after him, then puts her glasses back on and resumes her work. Walt Cummings takes a call on his mobile in the compound.
Yes?
Is Bauer dead?
I haven't received confirmation yet.
Your man should have taken care of this by now.
Well, perhaps he had to alter his strike window. Has the nerve gas reached the port?
Not yet.
They should be arriving any minute.
Good. I have to go. Late for briefing.
The terrorists' articulated lorry arrives at what seems to be some kind of shipping terminal.
You have all the shipping documents in order?
The canisters will arrive at port in your country in 8 days. Ground transportation to your base camp will take another day. You need my help getting into your target?
No. We've arranged transport to Moscow.
Yellow tie and check shirt look through the windscreen at a dockside stacked with containers and overhung by cranes. President Logan paces. Mike enters and hands a DVD to the security guard.
Have they found my wife yet?
No, sir, but Secret Service is confident she's still on the ground.
If they're so damn confident, why can't anyone find her? What the hell are they doing?
I'm sure it's just a matter of time, Mr. President.
Sorry, I'm late.
I was just setting up the video. This was made by terrorists to document the effects of exposure to nerve gas. It was recovered from a training camp 2 years ago. Disorientation occurs moments after exposure. Now, the video jumps forward no more than a couple of minutes, we estimate. Within that time, there's permanent damage to the central nervous system. Violent seizures take over. Bronchial membranes blister, peel away. Death occurs within.
Stop.
Now, according to DOD, the Centox 6 nerve gas stolen from the airport is far more lethal than the gas we just saw used. If released in a town or city, for example, the cloud will remain lethal for much longer.
Are we any closer to finding the canisters?
There haven't been any reports of progress, sir. Excuse me, Mr. President. I need to return a call to the State Department.
Do you have those updates, Walt?
Yes, there's one from CTU. Also one from Homeland Security.
12:06, Jack walks down a corridor. Mike now responds to Jack's secret pager message.
Miss Bauer.
Jack, Mike Novick.
It's good to hear your voice.
Yours too, Mike. I'm so sorry about David Palmer. I know how much he meant to you.
Yeah. What's going on?
I have a lead on the stolen nerve gas.
Isn't CTU coordinating the search?
This is something I need to bring directly to you.
I don't understand.
I can't talk about it on the phone, Mike. We need to meet.
No one can know about this, not even the president. I'm not comfortable with all this secrecy, Jack. You need to give me some idea what this is about.
It concerns Walt Cummings.
There's an area a few hundred yards outside the southwest gate. It's at the far side of the property from the main house.
Thanks, Mike. I'll see you in 15 minutes.
Jack.
Hey.
They say we can leave soon.
I know, I heard.
Oh, what about you? You coming home with us?
No, I need to stay here. CTU still needs my help. Derek, I'd like to speak with your mom for a moment. Is that all right?
Yeah, of course.
Take him downstairs. He should be there soon.
Jack and Diane look into each other's eyes.
You're not coming back to us, are you?
No. I never thought I was going to be back here at CTU. I would never have gotten you involved in all of this, I promise you.
It's the woman who interviewed me, isn't it? Audrey Raines. You were involved with her. Tell by the way you looked at each other.
I was with her before I had to disappear.
You're still in love with her?
Yes.
Does she still love you?
I don't know.
Mr. Bauer, your transportation standing by.
Be right there. Sorry, I have to go.
Yeah.
Jack kisses Diane gently and embraces her as she fights back the tears. The shady figure with the Bluetooth reviews Mike's phone conversation.
I'm not comfortable with all this secrecy, Jack. You need to give me some idea what this is about. There's Walt Cummings. There's an area a few hundred yards outside the southwest gate. It's at the far side of the property from the main house.
Your man didn't do his job.
No, don't put that on me, Nathanson. You were supposed to have Bauer killed hours ago.
I'm not going to warn you again. Pull yourself together.
You heard the call, didn't you? Bauer's coming here to expose my role in all this.
You're assuming he knows the extent of it.
Well, it's obvious he knows enough. Now, what the hell am I supposed to do?
At the
this point. There's only one thing you can do.
12:10, end of part one. Part two, 12:14, the terrorist's freight container is winched off the lorry. In the stable block of the presidential retreat, plain-suited security men are conducting a search. Aaron spots that the chain for securing the door of one of the stalls is hanging loose. He approaches and peers inside.
Mrs. Logan, please come out of there. Mrs. Logan.
Aaron, don't let them take me. You have to listen to me.
They're just trying to help you.
No, no, they're trying to set me up. They're trying to make it look like I had a breakdown so they can cart me up to some psychiatric hospital.
Ma'am.
Aaron, it's someone in my husband's administration. They're trying to shut me up because I know the truth.
What truth?
David Palmer. I know. Don't let him take me, Aaron, please.
We have our orders, Mrs. Logan. I'm sorry.
Aaron? Please? Aaron,
clearly torn, steps aside to allow the security guards to escort Martha away. She walks ahead of them with dignity, but throws an accusatory look back at Aaron. Only Aaron's eyes betray his inner turmoil. 12:16, at CTU, Audrey sits lost in thought in front of her laptop.
Audrey. Did you check with the airports?
Yes, they've all been alerted on the missing canisters.
And CHP?
Same thing. Trucks are being checked at all major interstates.
Make sure there's no mention of the Centaux nerve gas. The White House was clear about that.
Yes, I know. The bulletin only describes the missing canisters. There's no mention of chemical weapons.
Good. The last thing we need is for the public to find out that nerve gas is out there.
In the shady interior of the metal freight container, check shirt kneels beside the open case of nerve gas canisters. He punches keys on a small electronic device, which he then attaches magnetically to one of the canisters. A red LCD on the device flashes up the words, "Unlock code verified." Checkshirt looks furtively towards the container door, then deprograms the device and puts it in his pocket. He replaces the lid on the case of canisters and heads out. He emerges warily onto the dockside and locks the door. Around the corner of the container, yellow tie awaits him.
Schaefer. What are you doing in there?
Making sure the canisters were secured properly. The one I'm knocking around will just get loaded onto a ship.
My men secured the canisters according to my instructions. No need to be concerned.
All right. Here are the customs documents you need when the shipment arrives, along with the remote trigger and the arming codes. I'll take the rest of my payment now.
Our arrangement was we'd get your final installment when the ship left port.
It's not going to be a problem. They're loading out in less than an hour.
Then you won't have long to wait.
Fine.
Schaefer and Yellow Tie exchange searching looks. Schaefer walks away. Yellow Tie watches him suspiciously, then casts a glance at the container door. He weighs the remote trigger in his hand. Diane walks with Derek through CTU. Noticing Audrey, Diane steps aside.
I'll be right there. Miss Raines?
Yes.
We've been released.
Oh, good. Can I ask you something?
Of course.
Do you still have feelings for Jack?
I'm sorry, but that's personal.
I know, but he's been living with my son and me for the last 6 months. We started to become a family. And I care about him. Do you know he still loves you? If you don't love him, let him go.
Audrey, under the gaze of Diane, Derek, and the CTU staff escorting them out, cannot make any answer. Her eyes seem to fill with tears. Jack, at the wheel of a powerful black 4x4, drives intently along a dusty road. 12:19. He pulls off the road into the shade of a stand of trees.
Power.
Jack, it's Audrey.
What's going on?
Jack.
What? Audrey, what?
When this is over, are you coming back?
I don't know.
Are you going back to Diane?
No. I don't know what I'm doing yet. I haven't had any time to think about it.
Is it true what she said?
What'd she say?
That you still love me.
Jack's expression tightens slightly and he turns to stare out of the side window of his vehicle.
I never stopped loving you. Not for one second.
Then don't go away again, Jack, please.
It's more complicated than that.
I know.
Jack glances at his watch.
It's time. I've got to go.
Jack.
I have to go.
Yeah, I know. Okay, bye.
Audrey hangs up and hurries away, wiping her face. Jack slips the strap of a canvas bag over his shoulder and gets out of the Jeep. He pads away cautiously.
No. Keep me out of this. The last thing I want to do is comment to the press about the roadblocks going up. And we can't have any leaks about the nerve gas. It would just cause a panic. Come in.
Pardon me, sir. We found Mrs. Logan.
Is she all right?
She's fine, sir. She was hiding in the stables.
Stables, what the hell did you think she was doing?
Mr. President, I feel awkward mentioning this, but Mrs. Logan said some things.
About David Palmer?
Yes, sir.
I've heard her conspiracy theories, Aaron.
Walt enters the room.
I've heard them all. But thank you for your concern, Aaron.
Logan ushers Aaron out through the patio door. Walt catches the backward glance Aaron throws him.
They found my wife.
Good.
Mr. President, we need to talk.
What is it, Walt?
I was hoping to spare you from this, but I'm afraid Jack Bauer's forcing my hand. He's on his way here to meet with Mike Novick.
Bauer? Why?
He's going to accuse me of helping the terrorists acquire the nerve gas.
That's ridiculous.
No, sir. It's the truth.
What did you say?
Through a proxy, I leaked information to the terrorists about where the nerve gas was hidden. You have to understand, sir, this gas was never going to pose a threat to American lives.
Never pose a threat? People died in the airport. Hostages were killed.
We had hoped to limit the collateral damage.
Collateral damage? What are you thinking? This is an unspeakable crime.
You have to answer for this.
Mr. President, it's in your best interest to hear me out before you make that phone call.
What do you mean, my best interest? Syntox gas is being smuggled out of the country by separatists who think they're going to use it against the Russians. However, that nerve gas will never reach Russian soil.
And you know this how?
We control the remote detonators on those gas canisters. As soon as they reach the terrorist base, we'll trigger the canisters by satellite and release the gas.
So everything that happened today was just to kill some terrorists?
No, the goal is to produce a smoking gun, proof of the existence of weapons of mass destruction in Central Asia.
This is unbelievable.
No, it's necessary. It will finally give us a pretext to increase our military presence in the region, guaranteeing the flow of oil for the next generation.
How dare you? How dare you act without my consent? How dare you put this administration, this entire country, in jeopardy? You're a traitor.
No. No, Mr. President, I am a patriot! Doing what needs to be done for the continued safety and well-being of this nation!
Oh my God. You gave the order to have David Palmer killed.
That was an unfortunate but necessary intervention. He found out too much and we had...
Walt! You're rationalizing murder, the murder of a president. You're going to contact these people and recover the nerve gas before it leaves the country.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Why not?
I don't know where the nerve gas is. And the man I have working inside has gone dark. He's unreachable. Now, you'll let things play out as they are. Otherwise, your administration will be implicated. And your presidency will be destroyed. It's your choice, Mr. President.
12:25, end of part two. Part 3, 12:29. A mechanical loader prepares to lift the terrorist's container. Jack blends with a tree trunk and looks through his miniature telescope as a black sedan driven by Mike Novick cruises down a nearby track. Jack emerges and walks towards Mike as he pulls up and switches off the engine. Mike gets out of the car and looks around curiously. Jack jogs towards him across the grass.
Jack, thanks for seeing me like this, Mike.
What is it?
Did you tell anyone we were meeting?
Of course not.
Jack wheels around as over the crest of a bluff, a blue helicopter flies into view.
Son of a bitch! Who did you tell? Who did you tell?
Don't tell anybody, Jack!
Stand down!
I'm sorry, sir. We
put
can't
your hands
do that.
In the air!
Sir, at my request,
interlock
we have orders to use
head.
Force if necessary.
Orders from who?
The President of the United States.
Realization dawns on Mike. Jack is surrounded and shaken down by security officers.
Guy on your knees.
Jack is handcuffed. He stares at Mike. 12:31. Logan stares blankly as Cummings speaks on the phone.
Novick and Bauer have been taken into custody.
So we're just gonna lock Mike Novick up?
For the time being.
What good will it do? Eventually he's gonna get out and he's gonna talk to the press.
What can he say? He doesn't know anything.
I thought you told me he talked to Jack Bauer.
We stopped Bauer before he could give Mike any details.
What's he gonna think? We're detaining him.
Bauer was about to divulge national security secrets that Mike's not authorized to hear. That's why Mike's being detained.
What about Bauer? He must have talked to other people at CTU and told them what he knows.
As soon as this nerve gas leaves U.S. soil, it's going to be very difficult to prove that either of us is connected to this in any way.
And you're sure that these detonators will work, that the Syntox gas will be released before it can be used against the Russians?
Yes. Right now, all you need to do is authorize me to terminate CTU's involvement in this matter. Tell them we've got the situation under control and that we'll deal with Bauer, who, after all, is not officially affiliated with them any longer.
Walt stares Logan down.
All right.
Good.
Walt gets out his phone and moves away. Logan answers an incoming call on the speakerphone.
Yes.
Mr. President, I have Mrs. Logan for you.
Not now.
Yes, sir.
12:33. On a sunlit avenue between wings of the presidential retreat, a pair of black 4x4s pull up. Security men get out and fetch the handcuffed Jack from the back of one of the vehicles. Aaron stands close by, and he and Jack exchange a significant look before the latter is led away towards an open doorway.
Dunley.
What is Jack Bauer doing here? Why is he under arrest, and why wasn't I told?
Orders of the president.
Directly?
No. It came through Walt Cummings' office.
Okay. Thank you.
Back at CTU, McGill speaks.
We're no longer running point on the search for the canisters. We've been ordered off by division.
Why?
The White House wants to use their own people to coordinate from now on.
That doesn't make sense. We'll waste hours getting another agency up to speed.
Yeah, I know. I tried calling the president. He's not taking my calls.
What about Mike Novick? Jack should be with him by now.
Novick's people say he's unreachable, and Jack cell goes right to voicemail.
Something's wrong.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know what we can do about it.
I do.
What?
We can disregard the order.
We're not disregarding a presidential order.
If we don't, we will not find this nerve gas.
Sending Jack Bauer to have a conversation with Mike Novick as a private citizen is one thing, but I'm not about to start considering disobeying a direct order from the White House.
That's because you don't have the experience to know any better.
Mr. Buchanan, you step outside for a moment. I can't have you talk to me like that in front of these people.
You're right, I'm sorry.
Are we clear about who's in charge here?
Yeah, but my advice stands. If this order jeopardizes our chances of finding that nerve gas, it's your responsibility to ignore it. At least until we can make our case to the White House. You also need to learn to make decisions faster.
Bill?
One more thing that comes with experience. Lynn, if we don't do everything in our power to stop these terrorists, we're not doing our job.
Lynn struggles to work through this.
Okay, disregard the order.
Thank you.
12:35.
Is there anything else you'd like me to pack for you? Maybe a few of your nicer dresses?
I'm being confined to a psychiatric ward, Evelyn. I don't think there are going to be any black tie events.
Sorry.
How did this happen?
What's that, Mrs. Logan?
Charles and me. I was his confidant. All his years in Congress, my opinion was the one that mattered most to him. Now I'm less than an afterthought.
I'm sure the president would be here if he could.
He's the president of the United States, Evelyn. He can do whatever he wants. If he wanted to be here, he would be.
Evelyn looks on with deep sadness as Martha Logan stands resignedly with tears in her eyes. In a utility room piled with sacks of horse feed, Jack Bauer stands gazing out of the window. Aaron enters.
Bauer, you're being moved per the president's orders.
Where?
To a Class 3 detention facility.
On what charges? I was invited here by Mike Novick.
Those are my orders, sir.
You're Pierce, right? Aaron Pierce, you served under David Palmer.
Yes, I did.
I need to speak with you just for a moment, please.
That's not possible.
It concerns David Palmer's killer.
All right.
David Palmer was assassinated because he was on the verge of discovering that the terrorists that attacked us today were being helped by someone within Logan's administration.
Who?
Walt Cummings.
Why would Mr. Cummings be involved with terrorists?
I couldn't tell you, but I can tell you that the terrorists are now in possession of a weaponized nerve gas, and Walt Cummings may be the last chance we have to stop them in time. Walt Cummings ordered the assassination of David Palmer. I know that's hard to believe, but I can prove it. It's true.
Actually, it's not that hard to believe. The First Lady also thinks someone in the administration was involved.
Your primary responsibility as lead agent is to protect the President of the United States. Someone in his administration is undermining his authority. That is equivalent to a coup d'etat. Agent Pierce, please. Please, I need your help.
Aaron scrutinizes Jack's face, giving nothing away. 12:42. Logan stares. Martha stares. Lynn agonizes.
Bowers escaped.
When? I didn't get a code alert.
My comm's down. Call it in. Have agents cover the West Gate. That's where he was headed.
What about you?
I'll take your post. Go.
Yes, sir.
Aaron watches the agent go. Inside the president's office, Walt Cummings snaps his phone shut.
That was NSA. CTU hasn't transferred the search operation to their jurisdiction yet.
What's the problem?
I don't know. But you need to call Lynn McGill. Make sure we're in charge of this.
I've been avoiding his calls because he's just going to ask me why I'm pulling CTU off the search operation, and I don't know what to tell him.
You don't have to tell him anything. You're the president.
Agent Pierce, we're in the middle of a meeting, if you don't mind.
Mr. President, my name is Jack Bauer, and I'm sorry to have to confront you like this. But your chief of staff is withholding information that is vital to this nation's security.
Cummings goes for the phone.
Stop this! President of the United States, get your hands off this man! Agent Pierce, do something!
I am, Mr. President. I'm upholding my oath to protect you. That won't have any effect, sir. I've overridden the distress line.
Mr. Cummings is guilty of conspiring with terrorists. He facilitated the theft of a military-grade nerve gas, and today is responsible for the death of at least three people, including David Palmer.
I know about that, but there's an explanation.
What do you mean you know about that?
Mr. Bauer, please, I just found out a couple of minutes ago. It's very complicated.
I don't know what this man has told you, but we need to find that nerve gas now, and I mean immediately, before it is too late.
It's already too late.
What do you mean?
Apparently it's on its way out of the country.
Where is it?
He told me he doesn't know!
He's lying to you, sir!
The man I had inside, it's gone dark. I don't know.
Jack pulls a vicious knife and holds it to Cummings' eye. Logan winces.
I'm done talking with you, you understand me? You read my file. First thing I'm gonna do, I'm gonna take out your right eye. I'm gonna move over and I'm gonna take out your left, and then I'm gonna cut you. I'm gonna keep cutting you until I get the information that I need. You understand me? So for the last time, where is the nerve gas?
I don't know.
Jack gets Walt in a headlock and prepares to amputate.
It's on a freighter leaving the port of Long Beach at 2:30.
How is it concealed?
In a container carrying medical supplies.
What's the container number?
I don't know.
What's the number?
I don't know. I swear.
Mr. Bauer!
I don't know.
At the insistence of the horrified Logan, Jack casts Cummings roughly aside and gets out his phone. 12:45. Logan looks towards Aaron Pierce, who remains inscrutable. Jack makes a call. At CTU, Audrey sits in front of her laptop.
Mr. Buchanan, I've got Jack Bauer on line 3.
Jack, what's going on? We've been trying to reach you.
Bill, hold on. I'm going to put you on speakerphone. Bill, I'm standing here with the president. The nerve gas is in Long Beach Harbor in a container full of medical supplies on a freighter bound for Central Asia. It's set to depart at 2:30 p.m.
How solid is the intel, Jack?
It came directly from Cummings.
Mr. President, we've been trying to reach you about an order we received changing our jurisdiction.
Disregard the order.
Then you want CTU to maintain operational control of the retrieval?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm alerting CBP.
Get hazmat teams in there to set up a perimeter. Have medical teams standing by in case the gas is released.
Got it.
Good work, Jack. Are you heading back to CTU?
I don't know yet.
Jack, we'll let you know when we have more information on the container.
Copy that. Mr. President, Agent Pierce and I are prepared to hand ourselves over to the authorities now.
Logan looks on as the pair hand over their badges and arms.
Aaron.
Yes, Mr. President.
Take back your shield and get Walt Cummings out of my sight.
Yes, sir.
Aaron gives the nod to the other two security men now present, who escort Cummings out through the door. Aaron follows, casting a look back at Jack. 12:47, Jack stands almost contritely before the president.
He told me it was too late and I believed him. You need to understand, I trusted Walt Cummings. But he lied to me. I was coerced.
There is one more thing that we need to discuss.
What is that, sir?
You.
fact that you're alive presents problems for both of us.
Yes, Mr. President. I accomplished what I set out to do, which was to identify and locate David Palmer's killer. I would like to stay on until the nerve gas is retrieved. After that, I give you my word, I will simply disappear again.
All right. I think that would be best for the good of the country.
Yes, sir.
Logan moves to shake Jack's hand.
Thank you, Mr. Bauer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Excuse me.
Jack retrieves his personal effects and is let out of the president's office by a security guard. He turns in the doorway and nods almost meekly to Logan before turning to go. Logan remains standing, as if struggling to process all that has occurred. 12:49, end of part 3. Part 4, 12:53. Martha Logan is escorted towards a luxurious black car. She seems to be numb. Evelyn looks on.
I'll see you soon.
Evelyn turns sadly away. Martha gets into the back of the car. A security man in dark glasses approaches the car and taps on the bonnet.
Kevin, hold up.
What's happening?
Charles.
Come on, get out of the car.
What?
You were right, there was a conspiracy. David was trying to warn you and warn me. I should have listened to you.
You believe me now?
It was Walt Cummings. He lied to me. He convinced me that you were out of control.
Walt?
Sending you back to the clinic in Vermont was his idea.
And you went along with it.
I'm sorry, Marty.
Sending me away without a word. Like I was some nuisance to be gotten rid of.
An aide discreetly approaches.
Excuse me, Mr. President, but you wanted to know when a link with CTU was established?
Yes. Thank you, Wendy. See that the First Lady's bags get back to her room?
Of course.
I've got to go.
Logan makes to kiss Martha. She at first cold shoulders him, but he persists. Logan leaves. Martha appears catatonic, but then casts a threatening sidelong glance at his retreating figure.
Chloe, do we have confirmation on the intel Jack gave us?
There's only one ship scheduled to leave the port of Long Beach at 2:30. It's a freighter heading for Central Asia, leaving from Pier F. We don't have any CTU teams in the vicinity, but we've got a Customs and Border Protection task force on site under our directive.
All right, make sure the CBP understands the nerve gas is housed in 20 canisters of gray metal that are unmarked. They're going out in a shipment of medical supplies.
Yeah, they know all that already, but there's going to be about 1,000 cargo containers on that ship, and we don't know which one the nerve gas is in.
It's container 539-146, box 7. I was able to hack into the ship's manifest. It's the only container stocking medical supplies.
That's great. Make sure all the strike force units have that.
Right.
Lynn, the White House is requesting a live feed from the assault.
We'll have Chloe patch them in once all the TAC teams reach their staging area.
All right, got it. Yep.
Jack examines a picture of Yellow Tie.
That's him.
His name is Ivan Erwick. He's a chemical engineer trained at the University of St. Petersburg. Joined his country's separatist movement 6 years ago.
Do we have any clear images? Any file photos?
No, which is why we need you to ID him when the strike force has a visual.
Okay, just make sure the CBP knows that we need to take Erwick alive.
They know. Stand by.
What's the situation?
Strike team is in place, Mr. President. We're just waiting for the video feed to come up.
Feed's up.
Onto the screen in the president's press room comes a relay from the dockside. Armed men surround the container.
CTU, we've located the target container. No hostiles present.
Give a green light, Agent Finn. Remember, do not discharge your weapons unless absolutely necessary. If a bullet breaches one of those canisters, we'll have a massive casualty situation.
Copy that.
The troops move in around the container. The leader gives a signal to one of his men to open the door using a huge pair of bolt cutters. Lynn, Audrey, Curtis, and the president all look on. The troopers prepare to open the metal door.
Mass on.
The masked team move into the container.
Don't move! Put your hands in the air now!
In the rear of the container, seated on a hay bale and leaning against a wooden crate, is the inert form of Schaefer.
He's dead. Open him up. Open him up, let's go, open him up! Come on. Empty, next, moving on. Come on, get it open.
Six. Drag it in.
Empty, next, come on, move it, open it.
Next.
Open it. Come on. What do we got? Nothing?
There are no gas canisters here, CTU. Repeat, the nerve gas is not here.
Get Walt Cummings in here now!
Yes, sir.
Damn it!
The nerve gas isn't there.
It has to be.
Where are the canisters?
I don't know. I've told you everything. They have to be there. Oh, God.
What is it?
That's Schaefer, the man we had inside. They must have found out we've reprogrammed the detonators.
Logan and Jack exchange a look. Walt Cummings looks terrified. At CTU, Bill Buchanan looks on aghast. Martha walks coolly back into her apartments at the retreat. In the cab of a lorry sit three men. One of them is Ivan Erwick, yellow tie, who opens up his mobile to make a call. In the president's office, Jack looks to where the ringtone is coming from.
It's his cell phone, sir.
Who's calling you?
That's Schaefer's number.
Bill?
Yeah, Jack?
I want you to monitor and record this call.
We're on it.
Answer it now.
Yes?
We know you've altered the arming codes, Mr. Cummings.
Who is this?
I think you know my name, as I now know yours. The man Schaefer confessed everything. Is President Logan with you?
The president had nothing to do with this, nor did anyone else in the government. I was acting alone.
You really expect me to believe that?
It's the truth. Erwick, listen. We can negotiate something.
I don't negotiate with my enemies. I eliminate them. Your country is about to pay a very steep price.
President Logan looks towards Jack in utter alarm. Jack looks resolute. 1 p.m. The end.